Well, good evening. When Rich asked if we wanted to present, I was like, I don't know how I actually responded, but inside I was exuberant. I was like, yes, I really do want to. The majority of that reason has to do with just how grateful I am to you guys, the way that you guys have supported us from the beginning, and the way that you guys continuously are letting us know that you're praying for us. It goes a long way, and I feel like I've heard people like missionaries and speakers get up and say like, oh, we appreciate your prayers. And I didn't really understand how genuine they were when they said that. But yeah, being out there away from home, of course we've developed friendships and we're settled there. But it's hard still. And with the amount of information that's coming at us now, it's just encouraging to know that there's a solid group of believers at home that that we call family and friends who are praying for us. So Rich asked us just to give a brief update on sort of our journey since we started and where we're at now. So I won't like rehash all of the beginning stuff. You guys were there and you guys sent us off. And then we went through the 2 years, and we just graduated back in April. And this past semester, our final semester, was actually probably the most interesting as far as the classes and things that we were going through. One of them, we sent out a newsletter, but I know not all of you guys are getting that. So one of our classes was called Practical Skills, and a portion of that class was called Simple Living. We spent 10 days outside living our basically forced to live in very unideal circumstances, not for the sake of teaching us what it will be like to live out there, but for the sake of creating a stressful environment to let us work on teamwork. Interpersonal conflicts are the number one reason why missionaries come off the field, and so they want to prepare us for some of those things, those stressors. And that actually went surprisingly well. I think we were benefited by an amazing class. Hopefully those things that we learned as far as teamwork will benefit us on the field. Immediately before that, actually, we were taking a church planning class. And so the 3 semesters before, we dealt with like spiritual life. We dealt with more technical things like phonetics and grammar, and yeah, I could go down the list. But this last semester was heavily focused on church planting, and I wish I had more time. I only have 2 more minutes.
Take more time.
I started off thanking you guys for the church that you've been to us. And going through the church planning class, it just, by the end of it, I was very, not in shock, just, I don't know, not overwhelmed either, but just immensely appreciative of you guys. You guys are actually the model that we were taught in our maturing church church planning class, and basically everything that they talked about, described, I could look back to Grace and say, yeah, like Grace Bible Church is doing that. That's going to be like priceless for us. Invaluable is actually what I was going for when we get out to the field, to know that once that church is planted, and as issues arise, because we're not going to remember every single thing we've learned from class, and God's word is sufficient. But God gave us the church. And so to be able to reference back to you guys and to communicate with you guys, having already matured, that will be, again, invaluable. So I guess that's all I have. I just wanted to really drive home just how thankful we are for you guys. And I'm sorry, Laura's going to take the last 5 minutes.
The last 7 months, we're doing a linguistics class. So we're going to an unreached people group that has no written language at all. So the only people that know the language are the people in the tribe that speak it. They don't have an alphabet. They can't have the scriptures translated, anything. So we've learned in our last 2 years how to, every single sound that the human mouth can make, we've learned the corresponding symbol for that. It's called the International Phonetic Alphabet. And so we can go to those people and write down what they're saying. And then this phonetics or linguistics class that we're in now is teaching us how to take all the phonetic symbols that we've written down and then interpret them, analyze them into an alphabet, and then into a grammar for them and into a written language. Probably one of my favorite things that I've learned so far is that languages can do crazy, crazy things. Like, if you thought English was crazy, you have no idea. There are some really crazy languages out there. But that amidst, like, all the craziness and chaotic whatever in the language, it all has order and pattern. And so at the Tower of Babel, when God confused the languages, he left them with order in them so that they were able to be figured out. So any of these languages that we look at have patterns to them. We just have to learn how to recognize them. So I think that's really cool. Like, what God meant as a punishment, he still, like, gave hope for the people that, I don't know, that we could still learn their language. So, okay, I have 2 more minutes. Well, last time Rich gave us an hour, and we went past an hour, so that was bad. So our very last thing we're going to do in September is going to be an 8-week course in Oklahoma among the Cherokee Indians on a reservation. So we're going to take all the principles that we've learned from our linguistics class, and we're going to go to Oklahoma on this reservation. We'll be paired with a language helper, and each day we'll go to their house and we'll have a language session with them. And then over the 8-week time period, we'll do like a write-up of what we were able to figure out from the language. And then our professor will critique us on that and let us know how we did.